Lesson 108. Stage, development, intermediate, advanced. The word stage has two meanings, a theatre stage and a period of development. Have you ever been on the stage in the theatre? Would you be afraid to act on the stage? At what stage of your English studies are you at the moment? Beginner, intermediate or advanced?
We are at an intermediate stage of our English studies at the moment.
At what stage of a man's life does his hair begin to drop out?
A man's hair can begin to drop out at any stage in his life. It depends on the man and his manner of living.
Stream, on fire, upstream, downstream. What is a stream? If you follow a river upstream, where will it eventually lead you to?
If you follow a river upstream, it'll eventually lead you to the mountains or hills.
And if you followed it downstream, where would it eventually lead you to?
If you followed it downstream, it'd eventually lead you to the sea or a lake.
If you saw a stream of people streaming out of a building in a hurry, what did you think?
If I saw a stream of people streaming out of a building in a hurry, I'd think that either the building was on fire or that people had just finished work.
Defining and non-defining clauses. Define, essential, next door. We have two kinds of clauses, defining clauses and non-defining clauses. A defining clause is essential to the meaning of a sentence, whereas a non-defining clause is not essential to the meaning of a sentence. For example, a defining clause: the book which I gave you was not mine. Non-defining clause: Paris, which is the capital of France, is a very large city. In the first sentence, the clause which I gave you is essential to the meaning of the sentence, whilst in the second sentence, the clause which is the capital of France is not essential information about Paris. What's the difference between a defining clause and a non-defining clause?
The difference between a defining clause and a non-defining clause is that a defining clause is essential to the meaning of a sentence, whereas a non-defining clause is not essential to the meaning of a sentence.
Give me an example, please.
This is the book that John gave me. And this book that John gave me is very interesting.
Other examples of defining and non-defining clauses are as follows. Defining: the man who lives next door is no friend of mine. Non-defining: Richard, who is my best friend, went to Ireland last year. Defining: here is the pupil whose book I borrowed. Non-defining: Miss Jones, whose car was stolen last week, works in the same office as myself. Defining: this is the place where I was born. Non-defining: Hamburg, where I used to live as a boy, is in the north of Germany. Give me some examples of defining and non-defining clauses, please.
The man who stole my car has been caught, and Mary, the girl who lives next door, is a friend of mine.
With a defining clause, we do not use any commas, whereas a non-defining clause we put between two commas, as it is additional information. Commas, of course, are very important, as they can change the meaning of a sentence. For example, defining: she has two brothers who are farmers, which means she has other brothers who are not farmers. Non-defining: she has two brothers who are farmers, which means that she has only two brothers. In which kind of clause do we use commas?
We use commas in non-defining clauses.
What's the difference between these two sentences? I have two uncles who are very old, and I have two uncles, comma, who are very old.
The difference between those two sentences is that the first sentence means I have other uncles, whilst the second sentence means I have only two uncles.
Wave goodbye, say goodbye, distance, wavy. What am I doing?
You're waving your hand.
What happens to the branch of a tree when it waves too much in the wind?
When the branch of a tree waves too much in the wind, it breaks, and falls to the ground.
On what occasions do we wave our hands?
We wave our hands when we say goodbye to someone at the station or when we want somebody to notice us from a distance.
Do you like to travel by boat when the waves of the sea are very high?
No, I don't like to travel by boat when the waves of the sea are very high.
Why not?
Because I feel seasick.
Do you prefer wavy hair rather than straight hair? Recommend. Supposing you worked in a library, which book would you recommend a person, a boy of 15 for example, to read? What kind of job do you think I could recommend you for? What do you recommend a person to do if he wants to succeed in life? Gram, pound. How many grams make a pound?
About 454 grams make a pound.
Idiom 11. Broke equals without money. For example, we spent all the money we took with us and arrived home broke. What does the idiom broke mean?
The idiom broke means without money.
Give me an example, please.
It's no use asking him for money. He's always broke.